Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Yo!
This is Johnny Patch, the American Daredevil, and you're listening to the Dark Match Podcast.
Hi, this is TJP, otherwise known as the Cruiserweight, otherwise known as the Philan Flash, and you're listening to the Dark Match Podcast.
This is Impact Wrestling's Madman Fulton, and you're listening to the Dark Match Podcast. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
Deliciousness. I've been looking forward to this.
I know. Ever since Saturday.
That was kind of an impromptu party, though. It was extremely last minute. So I had put
I was actually going to ask you about it anyway.
Oh. Were you now?
I was. And then you started trying to use our social media influence to get yourself a seat and not me, you jackass.
I was just, I was going to start from there, and then I was going to extend the invite, like, hey, my co-host, like, type of situation. So, like, it started off like, hey, who's watching Revolution? Would love if anyone has an open seat. And then the conversation kind of started. JT over at Marks with Mikes was like, hey, if you would like, my apartment is available. And I kind of started talking to the wife, and I was like, hey.
And she said, get the fuck out.
No. Funny thing was, she was like, if you want to order it here, I don't care. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, hell yeah, I want to order it here. So she opened up the doors there, and we had a couple of people come through. We had some food. We had some beers. A lot of what we are currently drinking right now, El Segundo Broken Skull IPA, which was finally released in Cleveland, Ohio last week.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Like, on Wednesday, like, I share my location with my wife. She's not a stalker, but she is. So, but I share my location with her. And, like, on Wednesday, you had sent me the text that you found it. And I'm like, okay, I'm a sucker for peer pressure, so you found it, so now I need
dude,
it.
Dude, I made sure when on my drive home from work, yeah, I was going to pick this up. I was not going to miss this.
Well, and that's I did too.
I understand it wasn't going to sell out. It's not like there were lines crazy for it, but man.
But the second that we posted the picture of it, people were like, where do I find it, man? Yeah. Where do I find it?
I know.
And I started like sending like all the different stores. We've been retweeted. Like, we've gotten responses to tweets.
Yeah.
Not us, but that we've been involved in. By Marks with Mikes has gotten two replies of cheers from Stone Cold Steve Austin.
By the.
The Stone Cold. Certified. It is the
verified.
Verified. Verified. So to you, I say we need to get that on there. So cheers,
my friend.
Cheers, my friend. So let's just.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. But what a weekend in wrestling. And even today, we're not even going to talk about that. I'm too excited.
We're going to talk about that
on
the back half.
No.
Yes.
No. Outlandish. Outlandish. Zicky Dice, the new NWA television champion. I'm a little upset, not going to lie. A little upset that he didn't run out and get in the face of Orange Santa. I thought that was going to be his first challenge right there. So, congratulations.
I don't know if he holds it long enough.
Well, yeah, there's plenty that we can talk about with NWA, but I couldn't hold my excitement there. I couldn't. I just can't.
I was excited about it.
I'm so excited.
I almost like, I was watching it at home. I almost jumped off my couch.
I'm so excited for Zicky Dice.
I know. And then as soon as I texted you, I'm like, Pat's going to fucking yell at me.
Well, no. But there's a lot that we need to touch on. Obviously, not only AEW Revolution, but one topic that we really didn't talk about last week, but a lot of things have been coming out on social media, and we definitely want to kind of share our views, and I want to get your opinion as well, because I don't know what the hell's going on, and I'm excited in this realm, because what is going on with Jackson Argos? What is next for Jackson Argos? And we're definitely going to touch on that on the back end. There's a lot of things that have happened around the wrestling community that we're going to touch on. Some top stories on the backside. But we have a very, very exciting interview today.
Yes, we do.
A lot of people have been asking about this. A lot of people literally mention her all over the place. Yeah. She's always involved in something, whether it's a back and forth. It's somehow her name gets dropped in there. And what did we do? We wanted to sit down with her. We wanted to get her insight. We wanted to get her story and pick her brain a little bit and go figure she's a closet nerd just like us.
I know. That was fun to find out.
That was very fun to find out. And obviously all the different video games. But we're not going to get into it right now because we're going
to
You're going to have to listen.
God damn it.
Well, we're going to get into it right now. So, Dave, we're going to grab our beers here. We're going to take one more sip. And we want you to kick on back and enjoy with us. Grab a drink, kind of get comfy and let us know if you want to grab a beer, grab some wine, whatever it may be. Just kind of kick back, relax with us, and we're obviously talking to our listeners, but we're also talking to our guests as well. Do you have a drink of choice that you have on hand right now?
Well, right now I'm enjoying I was going to say a glass of wine, but screw the glass. I'm taking the whole bottle.
Nice. So she's already she already knows what she's in for.
New friend of the show.
New friend of the show. There we go. So for those individuals that don't know who we haven't had a whole lot of, I guess you could say, managers or what would you even classify it as? I
think if you went old school term, you'd say like valet.
Yeah, like a valet just eye candy. I don't know. There's so many different terms.
Oh, dude,
she's Elizabeth.
Dude, she's gonna kick someone's ass here soon.
Very soon. I can see it happening very soon. But we have, as she is referred to, if you don't follow her all across social media, we know her as Julia, but you may know her in IWC as the Dime Piece. So how are you doing first and foremost here today?
Well, I'm better now that I'm drinking my wine. So, but also, let me first and foremost say, you guys have got to be considering yourself the luckiest guys on earth right now. The fact that Elijah is even giving you guys permission to even talk to me in the first place.
Very true. And we have a pretty good relationship, I guess you could say, with Elijah. He is a former guest of our show. We are a big supporter of Team Big League. If you don't know who we're talking about, obviously you need to go over to IWC's page. That's IWC Wrestling, not IWC, because if you look at the prices of the watches, only Elijah Dean can afford that.
I wonder if Andrew Pale has figured that out yet.
No, I don't think he has, because, he was telling people, you need to go to IWC.com and subscribe. It's like,
and then we got sad.
We got really sad, because let's face it, some of those watches cost more than my house. So, no, don't do that. Go to IWCWrestling.com, subscribe to the network. If you haven't caught any of their pay-per-views, you need to go back, find the formation of Team Big League, or go back and check it out now. But we do want to take a couple steps back. Hold on to your bottle of wine. Strap in, because who knows where this is going to go. So, once again, Dave, to get things started off, here we go. Just a little cheers, my friend.
Cheers.
So, first and foremost, where are you from, Julia?
Well, I'm from the Pittsburgh area. I actually grew up in a little suburb north of the city in Gibsonia. But then when I was 18 after high school, I moved up to Erie, which is where I'm at currently.
What kind of brought that transition on to Erie? Was it a job, or did you just at 18 decide, you know what, I need a change, I need to get out of here?
Kind of both. As my day job, I'm actually a hairdresser. And so I wanted to go out, spread my wings. And I always came to Erie when I was a kid for vacation. And I really liked the city in the summertime. And I was always curious about the town. And actually, my older sister, she actually went to college here. So I would come up and visit her. And I actually really liked the town. And so I figured, why not? I'll give it a shot. And here I am, still in Erie.
So after all these years, still in Erie, are you still a hairdresser?
Yes, I am. I actually manage a salon.
Oh, outstanding. So
I manage a lot of things in my life.
Sounds like it. So, and we'll definitely get into all the other things that you have a little piece in. So this is just one step. Obviously, you're a hairdresser. Do you do anything else? Because salons, I mean, you can do a plethora of different things. Do you just simply do hair, or have you made the mix into the other spectrums of the salon lifestyle?
Well, I kind of have done a little bit of freelance work with doing hair and makeup. I actually, kind of segueing to some of the other stuff that we're probably going to be talking about, I've worked on a couple sets for photo shoots, and that's actually how I started into the modeling business too, was just doing hair for the photo shoots, getting to know the photographers and building that relationship with them. And then they asked me if I'd be interested in trying some modeling. And so I started doing that too.
How long did it take for them to kind of convince you? Was it just like, hey, I'll jump right in front of the camera? Or did it kind of take a little convincing and a little like push here and there and back and forth? Or was it just, you know what, I'm comfortable to just jump right in front of the camera, so let's go?
Well, it was a little nervous at first. It definitely took some encouragement from one of my good friends, because I actually started doing her hair, and then she said, hey, do you want to help me out with this photo shoot? It's a big group project. There were like 16 different models, and I had worked with a lot of them before, so a lot of them were very comfortable with me, and so they were able to make me feel more comfortable, and I felt more confident about it, because growing up, I was not very confident within myself, but as I've gotten older, I've definitely built a lot more confidence within my own personal life.
Yeah, because that takes a lot of courage, because especially with photographers, they post those pictures everywhere. They have portfolios, they have websites, they show those to existing clientele, to new clientele, so those pictures can essentially be anywhere, and with some of those pictures, they can sign it, and they, like, I think it's like a consent form that states that they can provide this to anyone and everyone. So it does take a lot of courage to step in front of that camera, because you don't know where that picture is going to wind up. And it is unfortunate, because in today's day and age, I mean,
people suck.
People really do suck.
Yeah. You never know. You never know. But I only work with photographers that I trust, and a lot of them are here locally, and I've done multiple photo shoots with them. Like I did, I've done a couple beach photo shoots. I did one for every year in Erie, we have this giant motorcycle rally, and it's a big fundraiser, and they always pick a certain fundraiser each year. And we did one where we were sitting on the bikes, where we were actually next year, this next summer, a couple of us girls, we're going to be doing bikinis and bike washes, like where we're doing like a car wash but for your motorcycle, and we're going to be in our bikinis, and then photography with that too. So I mean, who doesn't want to see a girl in a bikini on a bike?
True, you
have a valid point,
very valid point, because no one wants to see me on a bike with a swimsuit on, let's face it. So I'm putting that visual in your head right now, and thanks, your face is already your face is already
dry. I think
dry.
I need a drink after that one.
Yeah. I do too.
Hey,
yeah.
You and me both.
So he's already dry. Jeez, you need a refill already. Look at you. So
look what you do to me, babe.
I know. I'm sorry. So just keep that visual in your head and try and sleep tonight. So nope. Going to keep yourself up all night.
Thank God I'm seeing my girlfriend this weekend.
Yeah. I just want you to when you do see your girlfriend God this weekend, just man. I'm going to ruin.
Just shut up. Just shut up.
I'm
going to
ruin your life. Gonna ruin it.
Already have.
Oh, you're so kind.
I'm taking that ticket back.
Oh God, you are mean. That is mean. Those are not kind words. So
no, those weren't. Those were not kind words.
He bought me a ticket to Foo Fighters. So yes, and now he's gonna take that ticket away. What an asshole. So
wow, way to go.
Man, this is gonna be such a great concert, and then
without me,
and then just texting Pat. Hey man, remember when you were gonna be here and then you were an asshole? Yeah.
Such a dick. Okay, take that visual out of your head. So
moving back forward.
Now you've done modeling. You coming up this summer. You're gonna be on bikes and bikinis. Everyone's excited for that. But kind of taking a couple steps back to something that you're also passionate about, of course, being wrestling. But before we get into your current state, where did that experience start for you from the viewership standpoint?
It's interesting because growing up, I never really had wrestling in my household. My mom and dad were not into wrestling at all. And it was actually my cousin. He was the one that got me into it. gosh, I was really, really little. And my cousin's a little bit older than me. And I remember what he ended up doing was when he started becoming a teenager, he didn't want his wrestling action figures anymore. So he took them to our grandma's house. And here he has this toy wrestling ring and these action figures of Macho Man and Hulk Hogan. And I'm like looking at these action figures and this toy ring, and I'm like, this is really cool. And I remember playing with it all the time. And once in a while, he'd watch it on the TV at my grandparents' house. So I'd watch it with him every so often. And I mean, I never really watched it religiously growing up. And then I kind of stepped away from it through high school, dealt with all that high school bullshit. Because, I mean, I didn't really know what I understood. I didn't think I really understood it at that point, but I was always intrigued by it. I was always intrigued by the characters, all the wrestlers, the fans, the movements of it. And so I started getting back into it in probably about 2008, right after high school. And gosh, I just admitted my age right there.
It's fine. You're about our age. It's cool.
That's okay. But what we ended up doing was I had a group of friends, and we are a bunch of nerdy, geeky people. I will admit that I am an in-the-closet nerd geek that I will admit that I play video games. I'm a huge Legend of Zelda fan. A couple of my friends, we would play those games together. And I also found out that they were huge wrestling fans. So what we would end up doing was we would have giant pool parties, and then like say for like the Royal Rumble, we would pay for the pay-per-view. We would watch it on a giant projector screen outside on the side of the house.
That's awesome.
And one of the things that we also did the one year was my one friend, like, I mean, each year it would just get bigger and bigger and bigger with these parties, that he decided with those WWE games, you know how you can create your own characters in them.
Yeah.
And so what he did was he created individual characters of all of us, and he would let the AI take over. And so like my character, he complained about mine the most because with me being a hairdresser, I was changing my hair color all the time. Did I have blonde hair? Did I have purple hair? Did I have pink hair? Did I have blue hair? So, like, mine apparently was the most difficult because he always had to be changing my hair color.
You're like the Jeff Hardy of avatars. Like, every week, yeah. Every week you just show up with a new hair color.
Exactly, exactly. But, I mean, what we would do is we would have, like, a 30-man Royal Rumble, just let the AI go, and then we would watch the actual Royal Rumble right after everything was done. And, I mean, it was such a fun time. It was such a great memory to have with all those friends.
We definitely need to steal that idea moving forward for our Royal Rumble parties.
Because
we still do those. Every single year, what we do is, and you feel free to steal our idea. We brought it up a couple times on the show. We have like bingo balls, and you pay $5 a ball, and now every time that you buy that number, it counts for the women's and the men's Royal Rumble. If the entrant that has your number wins, you win the pot. So now what we should do is have that winner and of both Royal Rumbles go up against each other in, like, whether it be WWE 2K20 or 21 in, like, a Royal Rumble match. I think that would be the fun way to do it now. Or we just create, like, like she mentioned, we just have, like, an AI Royal Rumble. That'd be a fun way to do it, and then just let the computer do everything. We don't have any say in it. We pick our own people, and then we see who wins at that point, and then that's who wins the Royal Rumble at the end.
I like it.
Exactly what we did. We got to choose our own music, how our entrances were, like, based off of previous wrestlers, and, I mean, like, your strengths, your weaknesses. I mean, I don't know all that went into it, but it was really cool, the fact that, like, we had a 30-man Royal Rumble. We had, like, a six-woman match, which one of the years my character won, of course.
Nice.
There you go.
So you had one victory. How many years ago was that?
Oh, God. Well, we stopped having them after a whole bunch of them started getting married and having kids.
Why should that stop anything?
That should add to the fun.
Yeah, that's when you get the kids involved. I have four kids, and I still have my party. It's been how many years now we've done it? At least.
That's true. It's been like 5-6 years.
Yeah, it's been 6 years. I've still done
it. Well, there with such a large group, there was unwanted drama, and so that's why we stopped doing it.
Well, that's why
because we decided to be more adult-like, and instead of having that feud, we decided we're just going to all do our own thing.
Well, Cleveland's not too far away from Erie, so if you want to rejoin that party atmosphere, there's no drama here. If there is drama, we eliminate it, and that's why after 2 years ago, drama has not appeared back at our party.
That's true.
Yeah, we kicked it out. We put the kibosh on that. Like no drama. No, goodbye.
It's fun.
Oh, it's a blast every single time.
Oh, hell
yeah. I don't know if Elijah will be okay with me coming to one of your guys' parties.
Bring him with us. He's got no problems with us, and he can take my kids afterwards. Like he asked on Facebook.
That's true.
Yeah, he wants to claim them. He can have them. Like I said, and that's not even an exaggeration. Why? Because I know after 15 minutes he'd give them back. let's be honest.
Come to the party, leave with parting gifts, return them in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I know he's going to bring them back. It's fine. So he's going to return them. I know. That's why I know that they are a flight risk, because heaven forbid they are kidnapped. They are literally going to turn that plane around and be like, dude, you can just have them. Like, we don't want them. Like, we're not going to get the face value for them.
They're going right now.
Yeah, they're running around upstairs. Like, they eliminate soundproof. They are not soundproof because this room is soundproof, but I can hear them through it. Yeah, I can hear.
Oh, I just heard one right there.
Yeah, the screech. He literally is, he can pierce glass. It is terrible. Oh, it's like that's when he screeches. Like, I'll go to pick him up and he'll let out a screech. It's like a goddamn velociraptor. I kid you not. So we're going to move on from there. I know, right? It is terrible. I'm losing my hearing just because of him. But getting back into it, anytime you want to come, just let us know. You're more than welcome to show up and bring Elijah, too. That's completely fine. And the offer still stands. If he wants to take one or four, that's completely fine as well. Parting gifts. So you go to these parties. You are a wrestling fan. You kind of are a closet nerd, which I know we want to touch on right now. You mentioned that you are a huge Legends of Zelda fan, but what are some other areas that classify you, quote unquote, as a closet nerd?
Oh, God. Well, through high school, I was actually in the marching band.
Yes. So was Dave.
Hey, you were for at least a year.
I was for 2 years, and it was only to get my credits so I could get. Yeah,
marching band wasn't a credit.
No, I was in band for 2 years, yeah. And then once I got my music credits, I was like, okay, I filled my credentials. Shut up. My wife's now chiming in over here. So I did 2 years in band, and then I just quit. I gave it up.
No, I went all four strong, my friend.
Yeah, you did.
Actually, I almost quit, though, too.
I there was no question about it. What did you play in marching band?
Okay, so I played the same instrument that my dad did because I'm a daddy's girl, always have been. And my dad, okay, so concert band was the French horn.
Nice.
So if those that don't know what it is, it's like that round brass instrument that you see like at Christmas time that angels are playing, that round horn thing.
Or if you
it's basically that.
Or if you're a How I Met Your Mother fan, the blue French horn.
Well, there's that too. But yes, there's a marching version of it that's shaped like a trumpet, only bigger.
Yeah, that's what's the term for it?
Mellophone?
It's called
mellophone.
Exactly, yeah. Mellophone. So I figured I'd describe it before I said what it was. So, but I did marching band all 4 years of high school. I actually learned how to read music at a very young age. Music has been a big part of my life. In addition to doing marching band, I did musical theater.
Nice.
And obviously, you've seen the tattoos that I have?
Some.
Okay, so the one that's on my hip is Phantom of the Opera. So that is one of my favorite musicals. I don't know if you recognized it because it has the Phantom of the Opera mask. There's music notes on it from Music of the Night.
Personally, I haven't really explored. and I apologize. I really I haven't looked that deep into it, but now that you mention it, I'll have to take a look, because that was actually the first play that I ever saw, was Phantom of the Opera. I saw it in Toronto.
It's an absolutely fantastic musical.
Yes.
I have seen it too. I've heard the one, I hear the one in Toronto is supposed to be like,
that's the best one. Everyone tells you, like, go.
If you're going to go see that one, go to Toronto.
Oh, yeah. We did, we actually did a behind the scenes. So before we actually saw it, they showed us, like, the, how they do some of the parts. Like, this is how it's accomplished. And they said, like, in the event that this happens, or if this happens, or if this happens, this is what we do instead. There's a fantastic part in the play where he's walking across a bridge, and the bridge is, like, high up, and he dives into, like, he dives literally from, like, from the bridge, and they, like, say, like, because it's, like, very foggy on the actual stage, and
they put a mat down.
Spoiler alert, well, there's a trap door that's open that has a huge X on it. If he sees it, he will jump towards it, because it's literally, like, the box isn't that big. The trap door is not big at all. If he sees the X, he jumps. If he cannot see it through the smoke, he simply just continues to run across the stage. Oh. So, like, we got, like, a full behind the scenes. They kind of explained that,
so
everything.
It's never the same.
It's never the same. No.
See, that makes some of those fun, because then it you it's don't like know kind of what version essentially you're getting.
Yes, I agree. So, listen to this. Like, I could hear, literally.
Dear God.
Yeah.
I know, someone is dying upstairs. That's my 18-month.
You better be missing 19. A foot.
No, that is literally his, like, give me my fucking bottle or I'm going to stab you in the face scream.
Well, Jesus.
Well, yeah, I scream like that if I don't have my whiskey either.
I was going to say, come on now.
Julia probably screams like that if someone takes her bottle of wine away. Who knows? Or she can't find it.
Right.
So what other tattoos do you have now?
Well, I have one on my inner arm. It says, I love you, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck. Now, those lyrics are from, I believe, Hello, Dolly. And that's actually what my grandfather used to sing to me all the time when I was a little girl. And my grandfather was everything to me. Like, he was my hero. He said, if there's anything in the world that you want to accomplish in your life, don't give up. Like, you're going to fucking do it.
Yeah.
So I've got that one. I've got my Phantom. I actually have a little Legend of Zelda tattoo on my arm.
Awesome.
And then I have a giant crossword puzzle piece on my back that is for all my grandparents and great-grandparents' last names, both on my mom's side of the family and my dad's side of the family.
Yeah, that was one I actually wanted to ask you about, because I've seen that in some of your promo pictures, but...
Yes.
From a distance, it does look... I didn't see... Like, I kind of imagined that it was a crossword puzzle, but I didn't want to make that assumption. So I did want to ask you about that one. So it's all of your family's last names.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And there are some long names in there, and it was very difficult trying to design it with all the complicated letters.
I hear you. Dave, do you have any tattoos?
Come on, dude.
We need to get you drunk and get you a tattoo.
No, that's not happening.
Do it.
I'll do it.
Mr. Yuck sticker tattooed on your ass.
Do it. You should get a tattoo on your... You should literally get the Browns logo somewhere on your body.
No, or an logo. No, I did not make that bet with Dave Crist.
You should have, though. You really should have. You should just do it and be like, I'll just lose because I want this tattoo anyway. Just get like the brownie elf on you or something.
See, now that'd be cool.
That would be cool. So you should do that. He is still screaming. This child, he needs his bottle. He needs his alcohol. Listen to
him. Yes, he does.
Jesus, help this kid out.
PSA, we do not condone giving kids alcohol.
No, we do not. But in this case, it looks like we're about to make an exception.
But then again, I did hear that one of my grandma's tricks for teething was to actually rub a little bit of Jack Daniel, a little bit of whiskey on the gum.
That's what everyone
says. That's very true, because it worked for me when I was teething.
Yeah, I am not going to confirm nor deny that I've tried that method previously. But I can say that from experience that I've heard, quote, it does wonders. So I do not put it on the gums. What I actually did was I dipped the nipple of the bottle actually in. So, and that does wonders. So, oh, it
fantastic.
Come on, it's not like I poured a shot like into his bottle. Like, down the hatch here, son. Like, no, like Jesus. Like, I
teaching him young.
Yeah, teach him young. Like, hey, no. You don't put it down. You go right to the throat, dude. Like, take it down. Take it down hard. So
don't,
pound it.
Don't be a pussy about it. Just take it.
The best is there's a video, kind of getting sidetracked here. There's a video of my oldest daughter and I when she was two at least. It was before we lived here, so we didn't have Seamus yet.
Right.
We're having a tea party, and I'm showing her the proper way to cheers. And I'm saying, like, hey, we cheers, you pound, and then you right to the face.
Cheers, tap. Chug.
Exactly. And I'm like teaching her that, and still to this day whenever she cheers me, she does it that way.
Did you know that seems to be just like a here thing?
Yeah, a lot of people look at me like when I'm elsewhere, like everyone's like, why do you tap it on the ground, like tap it on the bar? And it's for what I was always told, it's for good luck.
Huh.
That's what I do when I take my shots.
See,
all right,
it's like a Midwest thing. It really is.
Okay,
so here's another thing. Do you refer to it as pop, soda, or cola?
For me, it's pop. I grew up in Pittsburgh. It's always going to be pop, and I will argue until I'm blue in the face.
I agree. When you give directions, do you quote landmarks or streets?
Landmarks.
It's a Midwest thing, I swear to God. When you give directions, do you give landmarks or do you give streets?
What do you mean?
Like, do you say, like, hey, like, when you go, you're going to go down here, you're going to come to
you're gonna
a Circle K.
You're
going to
go to this
K.
light. You're going to make a right at Circle K. You're going to make a left at this building here.
I will say, I will do streets, but I'm like, if you get to this thing, like this thing, you've gone
too
far.
If you get to the McDonald's, you've gone too far. Yeah. No, we always, it's a Midwest thing. You give landmarks. So there was one time where I had a customer in the brand, like in my work.
Yeah.
And I was trying to give her directions somewhere. And she's just like, thank you so, like, she actually called me back because I gave her my business card. She's like, those were the best directions I've ever had. Like, where I'm from, we give streets, and you're looking out for streets. And if you're not from here, you don't know what you're looking for.
That's true.
Exactly, because a majority of people are very visual people. And obviously, they're not going to take the time to read street signs. Oh, there's a giant McDonald's right there. Okay, I know I passed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That are, yeah. Okay.
I was trying to tell somebody, like, they were trying to get to somewhere in Independence. You know where I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I told them, like, they had to turn onto, I think they call it Championship Way now.
Oh, Brooksville Road.
Thank you.
So Brooksville Road, State Route 21.
Yep. Yeah. They had to take a left. And I told them, if you pass by the nicest McDonald's you've ever seen in your life.
Two-story McDonald's
with a fucking chandelier in it. It is the nicest McDonald's you've ever seen in your entire life.
Yeah,
I was like, if you pass the McDonald's,
and are
you've gone too far.
Yeah, and you're going down the massive hill, you've gone too far.
Yeah, and like they like even called me back, and they were like, yeah, I actually had to go into that McDonald's afterwards because I just had to see how fancy it really was. It is the nicest looking McDonald's ever, but we're getting sidetracked.
All right, so we're going to go back. So we're starting to get into
she's talking, in musical theater.
Yeah, she was talking about the different plays.
It's squirrels, guys, squirrels. So we got here from Phantom of the Opera. This is how sidetracked we get.
We got to chandelier and a McDonald's from Phantom of the Opera.
Oh my God!
I mean, chandelier McDonald's, chandelier Phantom of the Opera.
There we go. We found the connection. We found the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. By the way, if you make it this way, great sandwich.
What, the six degrees of Kevin Bacon? And melt? Yes. I can't do it, though.
Oh, dude, every time that sandwich comes out, I have to get it.
Yes. If you come to Cleveland, you have to go to Melt. You have to get the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
But it's only out, like, a couple times a year.
Yeah, but some of the best beer is only out a couple times a year, and that's with Great Lakes Brewing Company.
Come in, like, December.
Yes. So, other musicals that...
Or plays in general.
What are some of your other favorites?
Let's see. Musicals and plays. Well, right now, I'm really rooting for The Book of Mormon.
Yes!
Because my high school best friend, so a little shout out to my friend Amanda. She went on tour in Sydney, Australia with them 2 years ago. Last year, she went around the United States being on tour with them. And right now, up until March 15th, she is currently on Broadway for Book of Mormon.
Nice.
So she is literally on Broadway right now as we speak. And I'm really, really proud of her. The fact that I was able to do musical theater with her through high school, the fact I was able to share the stage with her, and now she's able to pursue her dream too.
That's awesome.
It's an absolutely fantastic musical, and I highly recommend it.
Oh, it is fantastic.
I know that's your go-to.
Well, I'm not a huge like play person, but that one, like, I have seen multiple times. It is fucking hilarious. You got to go into it knowing who wrote the play,
yes,
and understand what you're getting into.
That's the best part, is knowing who wrote it.
Like, I went with my parents, and obviously my mom's like so anti South Park, anti that.
Yeah.
She was laughing her ass off at that play.
Yeah.
And I even poked her, like, in the intermission. I'm like, hey, mom, remember how you said you were going to hate this play? Hey, remember who makes this play? Remember how you're laughing at it? Yeah, told you.
My favorite moment with a person that, in essence, shouldn't have gone to see it. I went with my mom and my aunt to go see one of my favorite movies of all time is A Bronx Tale, if you've never seen it. It's a fantastic movie.
I've heard the play is really good.
The play is fantastic, but my aunt is one of those, like, she will not even write down a curse word. She will not say it. I have given her an option for a ton of money just to write the F word on a piece of paper. She still will not do it. That is my aunt. She goes to church at least like 6 times a week. Like, that is my aunt in a nutshell. She is uber, uber religious. And is just, yeah, that's her. We went to go see A Bronx Tale. And needless to say, I'm sitting there like, oh my God. Like, my aunt is just like covering her mouth, like covering her eyes.
All right, so I know we were talking about closet nerd things, and that's how we got into the plays. What else are you supposedly nerdy about? Or is that the extent of it?
I mean, like, Legend of Zelda stuff. Like, I grew up playing, like, Game Boy Color and all that. I liked Pokemon. I mean, it was stupid little things like that, but it's just, it always will have a soft place in my heart for it. Right now, obviously, I don't have time to do anything like that, but it's always going to have a soft spot in my heart for it. Like, the video games, I've started getting into, like, the superhero movies more lately, but like I said, I really haven't had much time to watch those. But music has been a big part of it. Marching band was a huge part of my life growing up. Musical theater, I did all that. So that's mainly, like, all my big nerdy stuff that I've got going on.
So when you got into Pokemon, were you collecting the cards as well, or were you just getting into the games?
I when it was still the original 150... That's when I was into it, but after a while, I just, like, this is not really my thing. I appreciate the characters. I guess I didn't have the patience for it.
That's true. When all of a sudden they started coming out with all these different variations, and now all of a sudden there's, like, 300 Pokemon, I'm like, I haven't heard, like, where did these all come from?
Yeah, I was just like, I'm done with this. Fuck this. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, because I even started collecting, like, some of the original cards, and I remember buying some from somebody in sixth grade because he didn't want them anymore. I bought them in the parking lot outside of a PSR class.
I remember that.
Yeah, I bought them from him in the parking lot. And then I think I actually held on to them into college when said girl that I was dating, like, her cousins were getting into Pokemon. I'm like, here, just take them.
Yeah, I had in sixth grade. It was kind of around, like, sixth grade where, like, the huge, especially for us, when, like, the Pokemon craze kind of started.
Yeah.
I had started collecting, got tickets to, like, the Pokemon movie, like, premiere party. They were like, oh, everyone's going to get this. Had tickets to it, went, watched the movie, and no disrespect, I was like, not a fan.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
And I just kind of, like, walked out of the movie. I was like, yeah, I'm not really into this anymore.
Basically what happened with me.
Really?
That's literally, like, I watched the movie, and I'm just like, okay, I'm kind of bored with this now.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to ask, did anyone see Detective Pikachu?
I did.
I did, because I think it's on...
I saw it because...
Was it on YouTube TV?
It was.
It's not one of those.
It was on at one point. I forget what streaming app it was. It was available, and I saw it because, obviously, with Ryan Reynolds being the voice of Pikachu, I was like, this has to
be... All I could see is Deadpool. All I could think of was Deadpool.
Exactly. So, like, that's why I was kind of, like, hesitant. Like, my son wanted to watch the movie.
I'll be honest. I liked it. It was, like...
It was good. It wasn't...
You take it with a grain of salt, being also, you know... Let's be honest, we're in our 30s.
Yeah.
That,
God, don't give it away.
Hey, I said we.
Yes. No, but I'm just saying, don't give it away.
Give it away now?
Give it away now. No, I fucking hate that band.
Yeah. Oh, God. Red Hot Chili Peppers reference. Why?
I fucking hate the
Why?
Red Hot. I hate them.
Are you? Why?
No, I always have. Why? I've never been a Red Hot Chili Peppers fan. Conversation for a different day.
I think we need to get into this now.
I think we need to continue on track. We'll talk about this off.
No, we are not pulling a Pollock.
No, we're not pulling a Jack Pollock. We're not going to talk about it. I've never been a fan of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh,
never have.
Lord.
I'm sorry. I never have been. No matter fantastic. What album it was, I just thought they were overplayed growing up. I didn't see the allure in them. I didn't think they were anything special. The guy's voice just sounded whiny to me, which is really funny considering I was like a freaking alternative pop punk fan. Everything was whiny. So why wouldn't I like Red Hot? I never have. Even to this day, if Red Hot Chili Peppers comes on the radio, I turn it off.
Dude, I'm excited. Them and Foo Fighters are both coming out with an album this year.
I love Foo Fighters. I've always liked the Foo Fighters. I've just never really been a Red Hot Chili Peppers fan. I don't know why. It's not a band.
Oh, that's a dryer.
Yeah, that's the dryer or the washer, one of the two. Everyone's acting against us right now. They're like, fuck this interview, man. Like, we're going to make everything loud. And
come on, man. Take the focus and put it back on me. Let's go.
Exactly. Right, see, you, I was like, I'm trying. I'm vouching for you.
She was calling you out, though, too.
I think she's agreeing with me, though.
No.
Yes. Julia? Red Hot Chili Peppers, yes or no?
Depends on my mood, to be honest.
I'm the same way with
them. There's some days I like them, some days I don't. It really honestly depends on my mood.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like, my musical taste is very eclectic, but it depends on... Some days I want to listen to, like, my pop punk. Some days I want to listen to, like, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Michael Bublé.
Dude, once in a blue moon, some Sinatra is good.
Oh, God. Every day is good for Sinatra. I actually have, like, multiple different, like, playlists for my moods. So, and like, then there's some times where I want to be like that opening scene in Office Space where I'm just blasting heavy rap on my way to work, just screaming it in my car. But like, as second I get up to like another car, I'm like, oh, got to turn this down. Can't be that loud. I'm like, don't want the weird looks here in Cleveland. Like, where I know, like,
especially Cleveland.
It's not as bad as people
think.
Depends
on what part of Cleveland you're talking about. That's where
this conversation with Shane Taylor. Yeah. Like, there's two sides of Cleveland. There's East Side, there's West Side. And whenever someone
tells
you...
There's East Side, there's West Side, and then there's East Cleveland.
Yes, very much so. But everyone will ask you, like, hey, if you say you're from Cleveland and someone else is relatively from that same area of northeastern Ohio, the next question that they ask on cue is, oh, East Side or West Side? And we say West Side, and the people just look at you and they're like, oh. Like,
you don't know. You don't know shit.
No, you don't know anything. Like, worst thing that happens to you is, like, the bus doesn't run, like, after 11:30, like, pretty much. Like, that's as bad as it gets, but...
Not gonna lie, I can count on one hand how many times I've actually been to Cleveland.
Wow. I can...
But then again, I'm kind of like that with Pittsburgh.
We've been there quite a few times for a particular event, let's be honest.
I was gonna say, for how many IWC events, come on now.
I think that's the only time I've ever been through...
That's the only time you've ever gone to Pittsburgh?
Yes.
And it's not even in Pittsburgh, it's in Elizabeth?
Yes.
Like, that's it? Like, it's right outside? We go to court time. Like,
yeah, that's my experience.
That's just how Pittsburgh we get. Like, how Pittsburgh are you? Oh, court time. That's about it.
Well, when are you guys coming to Erie then, huh? When are you guys going to come to a revenge show?
I have it slated. We're going to be making our revenge... Well, we as a podcast, as a unit, we'll be making our revenge debut very, very soon. Don't want to give anything away. You're going to have to keep listening for that throw.
Spoilers.
Spoiler alert. But it, we are making our revenge debut very quickly. So, and we've been to a couple different shows around this area. I mean, you venture into Cleveland every now and then for premiere, correct?
Maybe.
Exactly. So you don't call us when you head into Cleveland. So needless to say,
but then again, it's not like we've talked to her really before. So now that
we finally got permission to talk. Exactly, so thank you, Elijah.
Exactly. So now that
this has been a long time coming. So anyway, we're going to get sidetracked.
We're already sidetracked. So
plenty of a bottle of wine left. So we got to get to drinking.
Through this conversation, she's probably already through most of it.
Well, through our ranting, she's just like, holy shit, what did I get myself into? Jeez. And then she's just taking it to the face. Like,
who are these fucking guys?
Like, why did he let me do this? Like, he should have been a little bit more forthright. Like, I've been on the show. It wasn't that great. Like, you can do it if you want to. Like, there should be a warning with every single guest that we have. But
yes. No, I was going to say to kind of start roping it back in just a touch.
We'll get into it, son.
No, before you walked back, she started mentioning about... She started sort of getting into the superhero movies, so now here's where you can lead in.
Ooh, superhero movies. Yeah, huge Deadpool fan. Want to know something horrible? My co-host never seen Deadpool.
What?
I know, right?
What is wrong with you?
Lots of things, but...
never seen Deadpool or Deadpool 2. The greatest superhero movie... In my
Why opinion. Am I even talking to
or,
you then?
Or hey, Iron, hey, or like Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3. I haven't seen any Captain Americas. I haven't seen any Thors.
Who is this guy?
Literally, he's a replacement. He's a replacement.
Hey, do I need to bring this up about how it sucked before I came?
Yes. No, you don't at all.
No, some of it was good, but I made it.
Funny
better.
Story. We're going to have to pull a Pollock on it.
No.
I'm just saying, we're going to have to pull a Pollock on it. I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, there's going to be. Okay, I got
yes.
you.
Yes. No.
I got you.
This does need to be a Pollock. So, Jack Pollock, I apologize once again. Conversation needs to happen.
Oh, this
the
is
air.
A personal issue.
Personal. No, not an issue. No, you'll get a good kick out of this one. But off the air. So, yeah, he hasn't seen like any of the Deadpools. We literally were in the car together for 11 hours on our way down to Charleston, South Carolina. I had Deadpool on a in-car portable DVD player.
And you were sitting in the front.
No, yeah, I was in the back, and I said, who wants to watch Deadpool with me in hopes that I could move back? And no one was like, yeah, I'll watch it with you.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, no one wanted to watch it. I'm like, shit, I've seen it a million times. I'll watch it again. Yeah, I'm a huge Deadpool fan. We can talk about, you know what? Dave's out of the conversation. Deadpool. Yeah, and other superhero movies, what's your go-to? Like, what's your guilty pleasure? If it's on, you're watching it from start to finish, other than Deadpool, because let's face it, you're going to watch that from start to finish, regardless of where you jump in.
To be honest, I actually started re-watching it, but I decided to do it backwards.
Really?
I decided, like, to go back to Infinity Wars and, like, work backwards from there. And I really enjoy Doctor Strange because I do really enjoy Benedict Cumberbatch, not just as, like, as Doctor Strange, but him as an actor in general. He's a very fantastic actor.
I agree. That's one, don't hate me, I have not seen yet. And I know it's on Netflix. I have not seen Doctor Strange, but I will be on an airplane tomorrow, so... I have an opportunity. I'll probably download that and watch it.
It's only like an hour flight, dude.
It's an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, and I guarantee you won't want be able to.
Yeah, you won't finish the movie.
Well, I'll get pretty close.
All right, signing back out.
what are some of your other go-tos?
I mean, you can't go wrong with, like, obviously the original Iron Man. You can't go wrong with that with Robert Downey Jr. Huge fan of him. Like, when I was younger, had a major girl crush on him. The fact that he had the money, the charisma, like, the girls. It was just, like, everything about him I just really liked. And, well, obviously, he was very gadgety and, I don't know.
And it made, like, being a nerd look cool.
Yeah. And that was before I really blossomed into the woman I am now.
Yeah, like, I, like, watch that movie back, and, like, you think of, like, someone that's, like, high-tech or, like, they go into, like, his backstory, like, graduate MIT at this age, like, and, like, TV shows today, I hate to use this reference, but, like, you see, like, a Sheldon Cooper from, like, Big Bang Theory and just ultimate nerd. And then there's Tony Stark. It's like, okay, here's two people that are relatively on the same level playing field. But then there's Tony Stark, who literally is like the, what's his name, Dan Bazarian, like, of the high-tech world. Is that who I'm thinking of right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you, like, you don't need to make the sound. Like, it already makes that noise.
Jesus.
Over. You don't have to go.
That was the last time. Okay, outside of comic books, what are some of your go-to movies that if it's on TV, no matter what part it's at, you're going to watch it? Even if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, you have to be at work at 6 o'clock. Like, shit, this movie's on. I'm not going to bed. I'm watching it.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I haven't had much time for many movies lately because I've been working multiple jobs and keeping myself busy because salon keeps me busy. The modeling keeps me busy. Once in a while, I work as a bartender. So like that keeps me busy. And then I'm a very social butterfly. So I'm not really one to always be sitting and watching things. Like I like to be out and doing stuff. And like, I mean, mainly the only time I really get to watch TV or movies is when I'm at the gym on the treadmill or the elliptical.
Nice. But what are some of your go-tos then?
Can like, be classic. Just
give me some.
Doesn't have to be recent.
Doesn't need to be recent. No.
Oh God, I need to think about this one then.
Okay, we'll come back to you. We'll go to Dave. I know what one of yours is.
Well,
come on.
Of course, man.
Yes.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
Green Mile.
Green Mile.
Major League.
Yes.
You know what's another one? Once in a while. Inception, if it's actually on.
I'm not a big fan of Inception. It is such a mind fuck.
Dude, that's what makes it so awesome.
I know, but I don't want to be in that kind of mood if it's like 3 o'clock in the morning.
I know,
like,
that one is tough.
Like, am I sleeping? Am I not sleeping? Like, I don't want that juju on me when I'm trying to sleep. Like, I don't want to think like I'm in a dream, but I'm not. Like, why the fuck are you doing this right now? My go-to is...
Have you not seen that South Park episode?
I have.
Inception?
Yeah, Inception. My favorite South Park is where they parody Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh, God.
That's a great one.
Oh, where he's the hall monitor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hall room monitor! Like, my go-tos are The Departed, obviously, A Bronx Tale, and I'm going to keep it simple here. Not big on Forrest Gump. My wife would kill me if she heard me say that.
I know you're not.
I'm big on Forrest Gump, but at the same point, like, I can, if it's on, great. If it's not, oh well. But my one go-to that if it is on TV, I'm done. I'm watching it. I am a big, and it's rarely ever on, The Guardian. Have you ever seen it?
No.
It's Ashton Kutcher and Kevin Costner. It's a movie. Growing up, my dream, I always wanted to be a Coast Guard rescue diver. Was always...
Oh, is that where he's like on a... Was he on a boat?
Well,
The Guardian.
He's not on a boat. He's a member of the Coast Guard.
So yes, he's on
and
a boat.
Not really. So they fly boats.
I have seen that one.
Yeah, that's
that
my
one.
Go-to. I love that movie. It's a very undervalued movie. Not many people know about it. But if it's on, I'm watching The Guardian. It's
because
one of my
favorites. Don't associate that with Ashton Kutcher.
But Ashton Kutcher is very much like it's a serious role for him. It's completely out of his realm of normal movies that he does.
Kind
of
like him, that one, and The Butterfly Effect for him.
The Butterfly Effect, there's a couple different alternative endings to that. Where it's a couple, it takes you a
but
couple.
Yeah, you don't know because it depends on which way the butterfly flaps.
Exactly. And that's my go-to is The Guardian. I've always liked that one. I've always wanted to do it.
It is an undervalued movie, yeah.
I have it on DVD, Blu-ray. I have it downloaded. Like it's a go-to. So, and I think it's very undervalued. So you've had a little bit of time to think. She probably had quite a bit of time to drink in this mindset, too. So what are some of your go-tos?
Well, one that I definitely know that I will definitely sit down and watch anytime it's on TV is... Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
That's a good
one. I don't know if you guys have seen that one or not.
Yes.
So.
I actually had the soundtrack back in the day, too.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of that one. And then the one that really I've been enjoying is, it just came out last year, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Ooh, yes.
Dave? I actually saw it twice in theaters.
Dave?
And then I instantly got it on DVD. Same. Maybe it's the musical nerd in me, but it's, and I absolutely love Queen, love Freddie Mercury.
Same.
Love the, oh, it just, it's definitely one of those ones that I can just, even if I'm not sitting down and watching it, I can just play the movie and like clean my house.
Same. That's my go-to is always Queen. My 4-year-old is actually a huge Queen fan as well. He can literally sing the lyrics to every song on the Bohemian Rhapsody soundtrack. So
that's amazing.
His favorite song, Radio Gaga. That's my go-to, very undervalued Queen song. And for my wife's birthday this past year, we actually went to go see a Queen cover band and just literally screamed every single song, lost our voices. It was fantastic. So we're huge Queen fans. And my co-host obviously has not seen Bohemian Rhapsody.
Pity.
Yes. So diving into the wrestling talk, obviously, those individuals that have seen you, they've seen you in IWC, they've seen you in Revenge. Going to take a step away from Team Big League right now and definitely put you on the spot. So you are not allowed to mention anyone in Team Big League right now. If you, anyone that is not an IWC fan has not been to an IWC show, here's your opportunity to get some names out there. Other than your counterparts, what are some individuals personally that you feel need a little bit of notoriety? Those individuals need to be followed, need the spotlight on them, and it's kind of an opportunity for you to put them on the map. Who are personally some of your IWC standouts since you've come into the fold of IWC?
I love me some Jock Sampson. I'll tell you what.
Everyone. Jock Sampson.
Love that man. Oh.
How can you not love Jock Sampson?
That's true. He is a good dude.
He is. You only say that because he's a huge Ohio State fan. You want his decals on his truck. You want his crop top shirts that he wears.
No. Yes. No one needs to see that.
No one needs to see that on me either. But Jock Sampson.
He's the only one who can pull it off.
Every time that we ask that question, everyone, Jock Sampson. It's everyone's go-to.
Well, how could you not love Jock? How could you not love him?
No. I just hit myself in the face with my microphone. So
yeah,
that's probably like God's way of saying, like, how could you question her answer? Like, you're a dipshit.
Exactly.
Karma.
That is her slapping you through them.
That really is. That was her hitting me through.
I mean, at Revenge, I did get to smack two people. At the I smacked Hannah Lightning across the face, and then in our match against Johnny Patch in Revenge, I got to smack him across the face. So I guess it's your turn to get that smack across the face.
And she did it, not even being in person,
dude. That's talent.
That is talent right there. So now she can add me to her list of people that she slapped.
No,
in the
I'm
face.
Just gonna make sure that I'm gonna have a sign when we go back to IWC saying
or revenge
saying. You owe a slap.
Yeah.
And with an arrow to you.
You've done it over the phone. Now it's time to do it in person. There you go. So
you want it, you got it.
No, I don't want it. I don't want
it. Add it to the list.
Fuck. Remember that invitation I have for Revenge? We're no longer making that trip. I don't want to get
slapped.
No,
you're going to go without me.
I'm not. You're going to go without me.
I'm making sure to take you.
Now, here's the question. Would you rather take a smack in the face from me, or would you rather have a chest chop from John McChesney?
Oh, can
fuck that noise.
How about both? Because you still need the
payback. If there is one person in this world I will not take a chest chop from, and I've taken some from some very big individuals. I've personally taken at least 16 collectively from Madman Fulton of Impact Wrestling. 16 from him. No. Fuck that. I will take 16 from Madman Fulton before I would take one from John McChesney. Never. He is the king of chest chops. It is like getting fucking Walter to give you a chest chop. No, there's no fucking way I'm taking one from John McChesney. You can slap me in the face.
So then you're getting a smack. I was going to say, then you're getting a smack in the face.
Yes. In this case, yes. You made it seem desirable to be slapped in the face.
Oh, I can't wait till we get the night where Bulk chops you and she slaps you in the same night.
It's not going to happen in the same night.
Oh, it's going to fucking happen.
It's fine. Oh, we're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen.
Fine. There we go. So at this point, we do have a few more questions for you. We don't want to take too much of your time. Obviously, working in a salon, managing a salon, at that, you have a very busy schedule. We don't want to take too much more of your time. So if those individuals do want to follow along, you can find her all across social media. In all of our promo pictures, you can find her handles. And then in all of our posts across social media as well, if you don't follow us, go ahead and do so. If you do follow the Dime Piece, you can find us on all of her posts as well and follow along as well. But if you're following us and not following her, what the hell is wrong with you? Go follow her right now. Last question for you. What is next for the Dime Piece and Team Big League and Man Dime? What is next and what can we expect from you going into the later parts of 2020, not only in the wrestling realm, but also in whether it be modeling or whether it be in salon, hairstyle, makeup? We already know that you do have a photo shoot coming up with bikes and bikinis, something to look forward to for all of your followers and all of our listeners. But other than that, what can we expect from you?
Well, I mean, I don't want to give away too much because obviously you just have to keep following in order to find out everything that's going on. As for Team Big League, it's just one of those things you're just going to have to tune into IWC and find out for yourself. Because if I tell the secrets that goes on within my team, not going to happen, honey. As for modeling, it really depends because I've got a whole bunch of different shoots booked throughout the year. Just going to have to stay tuned and figure out what I'm going to be doing with that. And so, I mean, I'm definitely going to be posting more photos as I'm going to be doing them over the course of the year. But other than that, I mean, I can't spoil anything that comes to the wrestling world. As for me in the wrestling ring, well, I mean, to be honest, if you grab your checkbook out and get the permission from Mandime, then we can start talking about that.
Very true. Very true. So if you do want to follow along, once again, you can find her on social media. That's the only place you're going to find any of the spoilers. But Dime Piece, we truly appreciate you coming on. Hopefully it hasn't been too traumatic for you. But we will see you wherever. Well. So she already regrets this decision. She's looking at her bottle of wine saying, look at this. Like, this should be a key indication of the type of experience this has been. But we will see you at IWC or Revenge. Either way, we will let you know exactly where you can find us. I will gladly, as long as you keep McChesney away from me, I will gladly take a slap in the face from you. Just keep him away from me. We truly appreciate you coming on once again. We wish you nothing but the best, and we will definitely see you down the road in the future.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
So he's posting nonstop, and I'm concerned. I've always been a huge Jackson Argos fan. And obviously since the departure of RC Dupree from his life and obviously losing that championship.
Yeah.
And then at the last event, unfortunately, and I apologize, you're going to call me a mook. You're going to say forgiveness not given, whatever it may be. But
well, that's true. This is all your fault.
It is all my fault. We didn't talk. At the last event, unfortunately, came up short against Jeff Cobb at IWC Ignition. So recently, Jackson Argos has been posting these videos, and I kind of want to get your take because you've seen them. They're definitely subliminal messages. There's a correlation with the culmination. I was about to say correlation with the culmination. That's a tongue twister right there, but let's face it. There's a lot of things that are tongue twisters for me. But what do you think that this means? Because I have my own assumptions. I do.
I don't think he's going to align himself with the culmination.
I don't either. So I wish that there was some fun banter back and forth. But
you know what I think he could be?
I think you and I are on the same page, but hit me with your idea.
That he's going to try to get close, but then he's going to try to bait Atticus into putting up the reset button.
I think that too. I don't think he's going to bait himself to get close. I think he's just going to go after Atticus because.
But you got to get close to him somehow. So why not think? Why not
just go at him head on?
Good.
Yeah. There's multitude.
Or you go the Daniel Bryan Wyatt family route, and you kind of kind of start getting yourself in there. And then at the right time.
I can't see Jackson Argos going in the culmination.
I don't either.
I can't.
But that's why you just keep hinting at it. You kind of keep getting closer and closer and closer till you're at that point where you think, okay, he's going to go all in, and then that's when the hammer drops.
I see him stealing the reset button. That's what I see. But the power is, I see it like the direction of like Daniel Bryan in a sense. And then all of a sudden, the button's hit. And then you see Jackson Argos drag out Atticus, and that's how it happens. I see something like that happening. I don't know. At this point, I don't see himself truly aligning himself with the culmination, but at this point, anything's possible. He's lost his way. I hate to say it, but Jackson has lost a lot in the last few months. He's lost his title. He's lost his best friend. He's lost, unfortunately, a few wrestling matches at the same point, too.
Yeah.
So at this point, he needs to get back on the winning way. And if there's one thing that is terrifying, more than someone essentially having goons amongst with the culmination, what is more terrifying? A man with nothing to lose with a plan that has no followers. That is more terrifying.
Yeah.
So I want to see what Jackson's going to do, but I have my own assumptions on where this is going. But obviously, every day he's posting something else, and it's just taking me in a new direction. Like, I don't know. So I guess there's only one way you're going to find out, going to 19.
That's true.
And I'm already tuning in, got my network, and going to be tuning in if I can convince the wife to let me make the venture. Haven't gotten there yet. Haven't gotten there yet, it being the keyword, yet. So I'm still working on it. So NWA Power.
Power.
A lot of things, but the main thing, obviously, which
Ziggy
we
Dice.
On, Ziggy Dice. So nice, we talk about it twice.
I actually was very surprised that I thought they were going to somehow string this one along a little bit more. I didn't think they were going to put it on him quite yet. But hey, I'm happy as hell.
I'm happy too. Congratulations, Ziggy Dice. And we had the press conference for Nick Aldis and Marty at the Crockett Cup.
Yeah.
Who do you see tag team-wise winning that Crockett Cup? That's a better question.
It's going to be interesting to see who's even... I forget, did they announce the bracket?
I don't think they did yet. They haven't yet.
And remember, they have a nice affiliation now with Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
So you already have the Bouncers in there, are already in, kind of floating into NWA some.
Yeah.
You still have, obviously, your, spoiler, still your tag team champions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of James Storm and Lie.
Drake. I loved, by the way, side note,
yeah,
at our watch party this past weekend where we corrected Hot Sauce.
Oh, yeah. There.
It's like, oh, in Eli Drake. I'm like, excuse me, Eli Drake. You can't. No.
Really can't.
No, you can't say just Eli Drake. No, that's boring. That is no. That does not fly.
True.
If you are in my house, it is Eli Drake. There you go.
Get it right, people.
That's going to be my next kid's name.
But obviously, I think they're going to probably be a part of it. I would assume. Rock and Roll Express.
This Stone Cold is kicking my ass, man.
Rock and Roll. I think they may have already mentioned Rock and Roll Express being a part of it.
They have to be.
I would think Villain Enterprises probably
in some way. You got Brody King.
And well, Brody King did show up the other week.
I know, that's so, why I was saying it. But who is he going to tag with? Is he going to tag with, who is it going to be, Flip Gordon? Is it going to be PCO? PCO is without a title now.
That's true. This past
weekend at Ring of Honor, Roosh, the new Ring of Honor heavyweight champion.
That's true.
So that was definitely a shock on Saturday night. A huge fan
that was, no, I think
of
that
PCO.
That was more than a week, because I think we did that last week, buddy.
No.
Yeah.
Roosh won on Saturday.
No, I think it was the prior Saturday.
I am 100% honest. And on top of it, it was this past Saturday. You want to call me on it? Because we were watching AEW on Saturday, and that's when Roosh won. That's when I broke the news to you, because I was in my comfy spot.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yes, now I remember.
Wow.
Yes.
With Ring of Honor, my friend. It was this past Saturday. Roosh is
It's because I was over here on Saturday, so I'm already throwing myself off.
I know. Well, you were getting ready to leave. Like, dude, I don't want to wake up tomorrow morning for work. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's Saturday. You're like, oh, shit, you're right. I'm like, yeah, we got nothing to fucking do.
Yeah.
It's Saturday. Like, we got an extra day of rest.
Yeah.
And no, I didn't have an extra day of rest because I was up at 8 o'clock in the morning. God damn it.
But yes, yeah, so to go back. Okay. So maybe PCO?
Maybe. It might be PCO and Brody King. I mean, they were a hell of a tag team already.
Yeah.
So who knows? It could be anybody. Anybody could show up. The Ascension can show up, whatever they're calling themselves now. The Revival, wherever the hell they're going to wind up.
I know they're still waiting on a contract renewal.
Well, I don't think they want one. So I think they want out. So speaking of wanting out and going somewhere, obviously if the Revival is released, there's only one place they're going to go, and that, of course, being AEW. And this past weekend, AEW had that was such a good event.
Dude.
Such a good event.
AEW Revolution was fucking phenomenal.
Yes, it was. Here and there, like not the best of matches, but they weren't bad matches. You start off with Jake Hager, or Jack Swagger, as JR referred to him. Yeah, and then quickly corrected himself. But you had Jake Hager versus Dustin Rhodes, and a pretty good match. I mean, it was a great storytelling moment. It was a great return for Jake Hager to the ring for the first time in a very long time since MLW days. But hell of a way to kick off the event. And then we had Sammy Guevara versus I'm just watching the start of the match in my head
right now.
And you
missed it.
And I was so pissed that I missed it. I think I was like helping one of my kids out or something. And
I think you were too busy fucking on your phone.
No, like there was something going on. Like one of my kids was down here or something. I think Scarlett had come downstairs.
Somebody
and
came
all
down.
I heard was, holy shit. And I'm like, what did I miss? Like,
dude,
what
it was
the
so good.
Like, when Alan just dived out of the ring.
Just runs into the ring and suicide dives straight out.
Just, it was a
dude, that was a great start.
And then the 680 onto the table.
630.
630, 680. I mean, they look the same. I mean, sometimes you connect them. I don't know. I can't even do a 360, so whatever.
That's true.
So, and this diet's killing me. I'm starving right now. I want to eat your arm.
Dude, side note. I'm actually on day 3 of that egg diet you did.
It's so good, man. I'm down 16 pounds.
There you go.
I probably just gained it all back with the Stone Cold that we just drank, though.
I did kind of cheat here at the end of the day.
No.
Yeah, dude, I had some potato chips. I was fucking craving.
No, you can't. You can't give in to temptation, man. I'm still no carbs, still no sugar. I'm going strong. Earlier today for dinner, I had I wanted a Chipotle bowl. It's Taco Tuesday. So I made some cauliflower rice. Did some taco meat there, a little bit of my corn salsa. So it was fantastic. It was delicious.
Right. So Darby Allin.
Yeah. Another man that eats well and is in phenomenal shape, just like the Spanish god, Sammy Guevara. But Allin coming out short in that match. Just kidding. Sammy Guevara coming up short in that match. It was almost a clean sweep for the Inner Circle. Just kidding. Just kidding. Only one member of the Inner Circle coming out with a victory. But if we want to talk about matches... Overall,
tag team title.
You think that was the greatest tag team match I've ever seen? I personally, now there's obviously going to be people that are out there like, "Oh, you're wrong." Like this was the I've seen some great tag team matches. That was a phenomenal.
Personally, I think that was one of the best tag team title matches I've ever seen.
Like there were so many people that were on Twitter like commenting like the GIF from what was it from Caddyshack? Well, we're waiting.
Oh.
Like with all the kickouts. It's like, just sit back and enjoy the match, you fucking mook.
No, because people want instant. And we've talked about this on numerous different podcasts. People want instant gratification.
But
they
why?
They don't want to sit back and enjoy four athletic, talented motherfuckers.
Yeah.
They don't want slow, drawn-out matches that tell a story. No, they want...
boom, boom, boom,
they
boom,
want
boom,
hit,
boom,
hit,
boom.
Flip, oh. Hit, hit, flip, dive.
Hit, hit, flip, flip, dive.
Flip, pin, kick, flip, you know, whatever.
Like, don't get me wrong, there were some flips in
oh,
that
no,
match,
it's like, and some of it is great, but it's like, tell the effing story, guys.
I love the...
And I guess maybe that's where we're a little, still a little old school-ish, where we like a story.
Yeah. I like a story. Like, one of my favorite parts of the match, the kick out at one.
Yeah.
Like, holy, like, what the hell is going on here? Like, I thought it was done. They did the double knee trigger. What happens? Kicks out at one.
Yeah.
At one.
And you heard the whole arena just go, holy shit.
Yeah.
Everyone. And not just the typical, like, chant, holy shit, but it's like, he kicks out at one. It's like, wait, what? Like that.
Yeah. Yeah, like, they
and
were
that's,
not
and that's what
that.
Fucking get. That's yeah. what brings me in.
Well, they had the entire arena on in the palm of their hand.
Yeah.
The entire match.
Oh, yeah.
So, walking out with the victory, Omega, Hangman. At one point, I liked the tease with Hangman, where he put the title down and acted as if he was going to turn.
Oh, like Omega. He was going to. Oh, yeah.
I like that angle, so I'm.
Because
I'm
it's coming.
Where this
it's
is
coming, but it's going
to. It's coming. It's going to be slow burn.
And that's that what, and that's what common, I like.
But that was the one like most common sentence said on Saturday. Like, it's a slow burn.
Burn.
It's a slow burn. It's going to get there. But speaking of stuff that was not a slow burn, that, of course, being the main event of the evening. Although, before we get into that, huge props to Pac and also Orange Cassidy. Now,
dude,
for Orange Cassidy.
Dude,
to
Orange
show.
Cassidy, that was fun. That was great.
Well, the funny thing is, that's him going 10%. Like, he actually can go, but obviously you want to build this character, and then when it's time for him to go, he can fucking go.
Like in this match, he fucking went.
Yeah.
It was great.
For so long, he's just been like this comedy relief character, which is good.
Which
is
and that's
fun.
How he started the match, and it was great, and it it worked. Like,
yeah.
I was into it, but then all of a sudden, Pac just hit him, beat the shit out of him, and next thing you know, and he's gone.
Yeah, exactly. I love the match. I thought it was fantastic, so huge props to both of them. Bringing the comedy into it, just starting off like, hey, this is going to be a comedy. Nope, then next thing you know, it is 110%.
But still, that's what
Orange Cassidy was only going
I still
10.
Love the fact that Pac even like played into it.
Yeah.
At least the start.
I like the kick back and forth where he's just like, okay, screw you. I'm just going to lightly tap you back and forth and see what happens. But the main event, El Champion Chris Jericho versus John Moxley for the AEW Championship.
Wait, before we hit that.
We're going to touch on that after the main event. Don't worry, I know exactly what match you're talking about. Don't worry.
Oh, the Women's Championship match?
Well, no, I was talking about Cody and MJF.
Oh, I know. We'll touch on that.
Well, the women's match was good, too. I liked the moments in there. It wasn't as fast-paced, but obviously it's more hard-hitting, especially with Nyla Rose. Now, personally, especially with this character, I understand. You got to be a hard-ass. A quote-unquote heel. But did you see the viral video that's going around with like the interviewer like asking just simply, like, hey, we know that Kenny Omega's been working with the women's division. Do you have someone in the back that's working with the women other than himself in production or anything along those lines? Well, that's a stupid question. I would like to know that. Like, it'd be cool to know if like Billy Gunn was like working with the women or
yeah, whatever. but if you're asking that at the event,
yeah,
that,
I get you.
That's and I
it's like who's responsible for that match?
I got to go back because I actually did also listen to her interview with Jericho. I ended up listening to that.
That was
man,
good.
It was really good.
Yeah, that was really good.
I want to say they kind of touched on that a little bit. But I know they talked about Kenny a little bit, but maybe I missed it, or maybe they didn't mention it. I thought they did.
I don't know.
So maybe I'll have to go back and double check.
I will too. Like I've kind of been falling behind on my podcast listening. Unfortunately, yeah. Work has it's just been an absolute fucking nightmare. But
yep.
I plan on getting back into it. I need a day where I'm just gonna actually personally. I just need what my coworker has. Which, of course, being AirPods.
Yeah.
So don't even get me started on that.
We're not
but
even
women's it. Match, fantastic. Main event as well. That was a huge turn at the end. Takes the eye patch off. Like, oh, I'm good. It's like, you know what? I wrestled an entire match with an eye patch on, and my eye's been fine. I've worn an eye patch. I had a scratch cornea. You know how fucked up my sight is the second you take that off? Don't even play right now.
Yeah.
My eyesight is fucked when I first take that off. It's like the one side is like bright as hell, and then you take it off, and it's like you got night vision. It's ridiculous. Yeah. So it's kind of like when you lay in bed and you're like looking at your phone, one eye is like on the pillow, like close, and then you like open up your eye, and then your eye, like your eyesight's all cockeyed and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how that happens, but congratulations to John Moxley.
And even like the whole, and even just the whole bit in there where it's like you got the Inner Circle getting involved.
Yeah. And then you had Sammy run out. Oh, as yeah. Well.
I still loved Aubrey throwing him out. Just her whole bit of throwing him out. Fucking loved it.
I loved it too. So, and more importantly than that, like there was a great story involved with it with the Inner Circle.
Yeah.
Because you had Sammy Guevara come out, and it was kind of like a shot at redemption. Like, here's all these participants. Well, not really. Santana or Ortiz.
Yeah.
They really didn't have a match earlier that night. But you have Sammy, who this is his shot at redemption. He needs to make up for the fact that he couldn't get the victory over Allen.
Yeah.
And he failed. So I wonder where this is going to leave the Inner Circle going into this week. They don't have gold any longer.
No, they did announce a match, though. Hmm. A tag team match.
They did.
Yeah, it's Moxley and Allen versus, I think it's Jericho and Guevara.
I can get down with that. But speaking of things that were definitely a shock to the system, see what I did? But MJF versus Cody Rhodes.
God.
Well, hold on. Let me take that back. I can't say that. I'm sorry. MJF versus Cody. Why did you just throw your head back?
That stupid fucking tattoo.
Why do you hate that tattoo? Dude, I like the tattoo.
Dude, it's fun. Just put it somewhere besides the side of your fucking neck.
I'm sorry.
Here's the placement is terrible.
Well, and this is what I like. It can't be easily covered up. So this is his symbol. This is his logo.
Yeah. No, I get that, but I feel like it could have been anywhere else.
But at anywhere else, it could be covered up. You want it to be out in the open. And go figure, this tattoo is the talk of the wrestling world. Out of the entire match, how fantastic that match was, all people could talk about was his fucking tattoo that is on his body and was his choice.
But it's just fucking...
I've seen some stupid fucking tattoos.
Don't trust me, I do too.
Yeah. And guess what?
Post Malone.
don't talk shit about Post Malone.
Fuck Post Malone.
I love Post Malone.
Fuck Post Malone.
Okay, you're those are some fighting words in this house. Don't tell Shannon; she'll fucking throw a shoe at you.
Post Malone.
Yeah, tell Shannon that she'll throw a fucking boot at you. She's done it to me before. See, she's stomping already. She can hear you talking shit. I don't know who that is. It's probably Declan. To be honest with you, I don't know. But yeah, don't say those words in front of Shannon. She'll fucking kill you.
Anyway,
fantastic.
No, but it was a great match.
It was a great match. Great storytelling. I loved the ring spot at the end, though. I thought that was great. Pulling out the ring.
Yeah.
Punching him in the face. And then the look of shock on that entire arena when Cody lost was priceless. I loved every second of it.
I'm curious where that story is going to go as well, or even where Cody goes in general. Because they announced,
why wouldn't he go after MJF again? Well, now he can put his hands on him.
No, but they also announced after that that Dustin's going into the tag team division.
Mm. Who's he going with?
QT Marshall.
QT Marshall? Nice.
With Brandy as manager.
Ooh. I heard that she was going in the tag team division, so I like that.
So.
I like that.
So to me, that says it's Cody on his own now.
Which I like.
Where do you go? What do?
You just beat the shit out of MJF because now you can get your hands on him. So why not just continuously attack him? Go after Wardlow? Who knows?
True.
But. Let's kind of take a step away from AEW Revolution, which was a fantastic match if you haven't caught it yet. definitely go watch it. Go watch it. What are you waiting for? Something that don't go watch it and don't go back and check it out, of course, being WWE Super Showdown.
Super Showdown.
That was, I just burped because that was my main reaction when I thought of that. That was god awful. I mean, do they just throw scripts out the window? Like, hey, so. It doesn't matter here because we're in a different country.
Pretty much.
Like, why is it? Why? I understand you're building for a match at WrestleMania.
But why did they have to bring Undertaker out unannounced?
Exactly. Why?
I don't know.
Oh, stories broke that Undertaker's in town. Okay, cool. He's a freaking WWE superstar. What else?
Like, he only comes around like 3 times a year.
And he came out and he choke slammed AJ Styles, and go figure. AJ Styles, the phenomenal one. AJ Styles gets one choke slam and he gets pinned. Like, what is up? Like, what?
No, because then you're going to, when you get to WrestleMania, then they're just going to, he's going to hit him with at least one choke slam. He's going to hit him with like 2 tombstones and it's going to take a third one to beat him.
If they let Undertaker win.
If he loses, he has to, like, Vince has to just say, this is it.
Yeah.
Or Undertaker has to say, this is it. Like, I'm done. And if you watched his talk with Stone Cold, he even thought when he
retired at 33, when I was there, I thought that was the last
when he put his gear in the ring.
Yeah.
He was convinced that was it.
Yeah. Which would have been a perfect send off.
That was it. That should have been it.
Yeah, I agree.
Here we are, 3 years later.
Yeah. Going to be, 3 years now. Because he appeared the following year against.
But I just feel like AJ should not be the one to put him down, essentially, for good. I don't know who it is right now.
I don't either. But
because obviously, what? He's fought Roman twice? Has he fought Roman twice?
No, he's only fought him once.
Okay. But still, Brock Lesnar beat you, and you don't remember that match.
Yeah. You don't remember that.
You remember that. You were fully going into it, expecting to retire, and now here you are, still going.
Yeah, and you're going into a match against AJ
Styles. Now you're going to AJ Styles. There has to be somebody down the line that you face that has got to be the one that you say, this is it.
Yeah.
Well, because some of these matches, it's just...
Yeah. Well, speaking of this is it, they put the goddamn Universal Championship on Goldberg.
Yeah.
Which I agree with. Because if you were looking at it from the perspective, let's face it, we knew at WrestleMania they were putting the title on Roman Reigns. It's nothing that they've hidden away from. It's been common knowledge. They're putting the title
on Roman Reigns. And every time they put it on Roman, it's like super effing obvious.
Yes. It's never a surprise. It's always, oh, well, they want to put the title on him at WrestleMania. Okay, cool. We know that.
So who can we have him beat that's like believable?
It's not where it's believable. At this point, and this is where people are like, oh my God, this is so stupid. It's not stupid. Because let's look at it from this
perspective. Well, let's be honest also. When we first both saw it, we both said, this is stupid.
It is stupid. But then when you think about it, it's like, okay, well, I still think it's fucking stupid, but it makes sense from a business standpoint.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you have The Fiend versus Roman Reigns, you're going to have a crowd that is literally going to hate every second of the fact of Roman Reigns beating The Fiend and walking out of WrestleMania as champion. And they're going to say, they're going to boo him out of the goddamn building again. Now you put it on somebody like Goldberg that not many people, I don't buy this garbage of, oh, it's the most liked picture on Instagram. I fucking highly doubt that. I call bullshit.
Calling bullshit.
I truly call bullshit. I do not believe that it is the most liked picture on Instagram. Show me the verified accounts and active accounts and accounts that have more than one picture, or not the ones that say, hey, babe, you so sexy, I sex you. And women know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. Like,
yeah.
Not those fucking accounts. Right. But it's the most liked picture on Instagram. I call bullshit. I don't agree with them putting it on them, but from a business standpoint, I do. Because if you want someone that not only do people want to see lose, but someone that you would want to see Roman beat, I still see it being just like WrestleMania 33, where the entire crowd was chanting during the match, you both suck.
Yeah.
I see that happening. The freaking WrestleMania crowd is relentless. But, I mean, if they want to put it on Roman, okay, cool, beat Goldberg. But that goddamn aggro crag trophy, I mean, that should be the damn reward at the end of it.
God, but, fucking loved that.
Oh, yeah. So there's so many things that we continuously talk about, obviously, with that new... Did you see that promo that I sent you of RJ City?
No.
Okay, homework. You need to go watch that. And anyone that's not already following RJ City, oh my God. I laughed so hard. I was trying to like watch it at work. Like I was just, oh, a new tweet from RJ City. Let me watch this video. I laughed out loud. Everyone was looking at me like I was high. Might have been, but they were looking at me like I was high. So damn funny. Go check it out. But I mean, we can continuously talk, but I do want to drink and I want to crack those two beers.
No, we got to talk.
What we got to talk about? What we got to talk about?
Randy Orton, Beth Phoenix.
Oh my God. Yes. Okay. I'll give you that. Okay. Beers, I'll see you in a minute. Yeah. There you are. I'll see you.
Which we were also super excited about. Street Profits getting the fucking tag titles. I've been waiting. I'm in on
they'll the lose them on Sunday.
Probably. But I'm in on the Street Profits.
Yeah. I'm in on them too. I like their comedy. I love Montez Ford.
Oh, yeah.
Angelo Dawkins has truly come around, but Montez Ford is a fucking maniac of an athlete.
Oh, yeah.
So,
but if you guys have not watched the last, let's say, 17 minutes of Raw, give or take, go and watch it.
Yeah.
When Beth walks out to the end.
Yes.
Fucking watch this. This is... They have said this is some of the best work Randy Orton's ever fucking done. And
yes.
I agree. There could be a chance this match could suck.
It could.
But
I wouldn't care.
I wouldn't either.
Because it's Edge.
Everything right now
is
fucking, it's just pure gold. Yes. It is absolute gold with Randy Orton.
He is so much better when he's a sadistic maniac.
Yeah.
And they steer away from that character so much. They're like, oh, he'd be good as a baby. He's not a good baby face. He is a good sadistic fuck that everyone hates. Everyone is scared of. Makes children cry.
Shit, just his whole thing of pretty much, I did this to save his life.
It is your fault.
His whole first half of his speech is pretty much to turn it on Beth Phoenix.
And I loved it.
And just even...
It's like when he was an alcoholic, still, you were the one putting the drinks in his hand.
But still...
When he was addicted to drugs, you were the one putting the pills in his
hand. And then just watching even Beth feed into it by starting to break down and cry. And just everything was beautiful.
Yes.
And then she slaps him. And he just stares... Like he throws the mic and just stares at her. And you're just waiting and
did you see his lips, what he said to
waiting.
Her?
And he all... And then the last thing...
She kicks him.
Fucking bitch. And then she kicks him RKO. And
it was
she
great.
And I'm sorry. She sold the hell out of it.
Well,
she's
a Hall of Famer. Yeah.
So good. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There are some people who cannot sell certain moves. Which by the way, the RKO yesterday, or not RKO, the stunner from Owens to Buddy Murphy was garbage. Go back and watch it.
I know what you're talking about.
Was it on Buddy Murphy or was it on Seth?
It was on Seth.
I'm sorry. On Seth.
That was
still
terrible.
That one for some reason didn't work out yesterday.
No.
But still, she sold the hell out of that RKO.
It's not a hard move to fuck up.
You'd be surprised. But still.
Very true.
But still, it's just the fact that it was beautiful. There's like she took it like a champ and then he leaves and then just they go back to the commentating table.
And watch it again.
And then
that was so terrifying. Let's watch it again.
No, dude, that was exactly. It's like,
yeah, I watched it too.
Oh, this is horrific. Let's watch a replay.
Yeah, let's watch it right here.
And then just watching like everybody run out. At one point, because they were still on the commentating table, I'm like, wait, is that R-Truth out there? And then they finally went back to her in the ring. You got Natalya out there. You got R-Truth out there.
No, it wasn't Natalya. It looked like Natalya.
It was not Natalya.
Who
was it?
I don't know.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. It was. I thought it was Natalya, but it wasn't Natalya.
Huh.
So
I'm gonna have to look
Kurt
at that.
Kurt Hawkins, Zack Ryder.
Yeah, Zack Ryder signing.
Rey Mysterio was
Rey
out
Mysterio
there too.
Showed up. Hurricane.
hurricane.
You got a hurricane?
Dude, people were like chanting like hurricane. It's like Beth Phoenix just got fucking killed, but hurricane's here. Like, what the fuck, guys?
But and still, but now this is how.
Devon was out there too.
But still, now you can, you have, I was looking, I think we have 4 weeks or so to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And you're not going to see Edge until that last week.
Bullshit, he's coming out next week.
No, I'm, no.
Put money on it right now. Put money on it. He's coming out next week.
No.
You put your fucking hands on a man's wife, he's coming out the next week, whether he's 100% or not.
No,
I guarantee, I'm putting money on it next Monday.
He is not.
Okay, slap bet. Slap bet right now. Slap bet. He's coming out next Monday.
All right, deal.
All right. All right. And on that note, on that note.
You don't want my theory of what I think is actually going
to
happen?
No, I don't, because we're going to wait for the slap bet, and I will take a fucking chop from you to start next week's episode. I will take a chop from you to the chest if I'm wrong. He's coming out next Monday.
He's not
He is coming out next Monday. I'm calling it right now. That's going to do it for this week's episode. If you needed a fucking reason to tune in for next week, it is happening. I can't wait. I can't wait to slap the fucking shit out of your chest next week.
It's not happening.
That's going to do it for this week's episode. Be sure to subscribe. Be sure to drop a rating as well. And we appreciate you guys for tuning in to our banter right now. God, I can't fucking wait.
Happening.
I will see you next week.